Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Reich reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is walked intentionally. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat scores. Reich moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Reich scores. Sauer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Walker moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Merriman moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is walked intentionally. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smalley out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reich hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Scheffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scheffing hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. the Reds will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stahlkup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Stahlkup reaches third base with a triple. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stahlkup scores. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Raffensperger moves to second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raffensperger scores. Walker moves to third. Merriman moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirostek hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hermann Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Reich moves to third. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scheffing is walked intentionally. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Serena reaches second base with a double. Reich scores. Sauer scores. Scheffing moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahl Cup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl Cup is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stahl Cup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Raffensperger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raffensperger moves to second. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields the ball and throws to Schmidt's covering. Safe. Raffensperger moves to third. Merriman moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Johnny Wirostek. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Littlewiller now playing right field. Dixie Howell now catching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scheffing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Serena moves to second. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive towards the mound. Raffensperger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Raffensperger bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Stahlcup moves to second. One out. Wally Post pinch hits for Harry Walker. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing left field. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Littlewiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-4 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schmitz. Kluszewski moves to third. Herm Wehmeyer pinch runs for Jimmy Bloodworth. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski scores. There goes Wehmeyer trying to get to third. Sauer throws the ball into Serena, who tags Wehmeyer for the out. Littwiller moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Warren Hacker now pitching. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Stahlcup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Littwiller scores. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.